diplomatic channels to speak with the Palestinian authorities in Gaza and also in the West Bank, also other countries neighbors to Palestine like Egypt, because to Gaza only can reach to Egypt and to Jordan also.
Earlier, Indonesia launched the Indonesia for Palestine National Campaign, which demonstrates its strong commitment to supporting Palestine's cause. Ahrosani mentioned that the campaign involves dozens of NGOs actively engaged in humanitarian efforts. He added that Indonesia continues to show its support in various international forums, including providing human resources training, economic development programs, and scholarships for the people of Gaza.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Minister Bahlil says weekend meeting provides President Prabowo's commitment to downstream industry. Ranov has the details.
The Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, highlighted President Prabowo Subianto's dedication to ensuring the continuity of the national downstream program. This was shared during a limited meeting led by the President in Hambalang, Bogor Regency on Sunday. He outlined several strategic steps the government will take to advance the national downstream program.
Dan hari ini kami melakukan rapat hilirisasi.
We held a meeting to follow up on the President's previous decision regarding 21 projects that will be implemented. Alhamdulillah, we also coordinated with all relevant ministries. We are preparing and the President has directed us to pay attention to the number of jobs, ensure labor-intensive processes, and prioritize import substitution industries.
The meeting also emphasized the need for investment distribution across regions to ensure even economic growth from Sabang to Merauke. Bahlil stressed that the downstream program aims to boost growth and involve local communities for broader benefit.
The next news. March 17 marks National Nurses Day in Indonesia. It also celebrating the anniversary of the Indonesian National Nurses Association. This day highlights the vital role nurses play in the country's health system. This year's the 51st anniversary carries the theme Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation, focusing on the importance of cooperation in enhancing healthcare quality. The event aims to strengthen solidarity among nurses who face significant challenges such as heavy workloads and health risks. National Nurses Day serves as an opportunity to advocate for better nurse welfare and policies.
Ya, saya makan malam bersama tim official seluruhnya kemarin untuk memastikan persiapan.
I had dinner with the entire team. For the preparation. As you saw, some players had already arrived earlier. Overall, the preparations from both officials and players are looking good, and thankfully there are no injuries. Our main challenge now is dealing with jet lag, but we'll manage. Bismillah, in the name of God.
Kecapean yang kita harus lawan sekarang, karena waktunya juga kan berubah, jet lag segala semua. Ya kita lihatlah, Bismillah.
Thor also mentioned that the 29 players will be narrowed down to 23 core players who will be announced before the match. Previously, head coach Patrick Kluivert had named 30 players for the squad, including 19 naturalized players. The Indonesian national team will face Australia at the Sydney Football Stadium in Sydney, Australia on Thursday. And in the meantime, the Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 10, Lalu Hadrian Irfani, supported the Indonesian Football Association efforts to qualify for the national team for the 2026 World Cup. He praised the association for its clear roadmap noting that while the initial goal was 2030, the 2026 target now seems achievable due to recent achievements. Lalu emphasized the importance of cooperation between the association and the public and to reach this goal, and urged the association not to overlook young local players in the naturalization progress. The Indonesian Football Association Chairman Erick Thohir aims for the national team to qualify directly for the 2026 World Cup and is seeking full support from all sectors. And next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation with Anna Trijayakasi.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation. Every March the 17th, Indonesia, especially the nurses, commemorates National Nurses Day. The commemoration date is based on the formation of the Indonesian National Nurses Association on March the 17th, 1974. The theme of this year's commemoration is Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation. Building the nation does require strong synergy. Everyone must take part in realizing the nation's ideals, including nurses, because in the national health system, nurses play a very important position. Nurses, along with other health workers, are at the forefront of health services. The intensity of meeting sick people is very high. Therefore, nurses who are strong in various aspects are needed to realize national health resilience. Quoting brin.go.id, based on the 2021 Ministry of Health projection, the number of Indonesian nurses will reach around 695,000 people in 2025, while the need ratio is 2 nurses for 1,000 people. In terms of numbers, the need for Indonesian nurses has been met, even a surplus of more than 100,000. Opportunities to pursue a career abroad are also open to Indonesian nurses. They can work in Japan, Germany, and Saudi Arabia, among others, supported by intergovernmental agreement facilities. The opportunity is open. Of course, it must be balanced with improving the quality of nurses, especially in foreign language skills and understanding of the culture in the country where they are stationed. In addition to clinical skills and emergency skills, communication skills must continue to be improved in accordance with advances in technology and information. In fact, foreign language skills are not only needed for nurses who will work abroad, but also domestically. Especially Indonesia now has a great opportunity to become a leading health tourism destination with health service users from various countries. Well, that was commentary today.
tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini. Selama ku tahu, tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati.
Terima kasih.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Separuh negeri Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, after this, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Gresik Regency in East Java has a variety of interesting tourist destinations, from historical sites to natural beauty and local cuisine. One popular natural attraction is Nipik Lake or Talaga Nipik, a water reservoir turned family recreational area. Located at Nipik Village, Gresik District, Gresik Regency, it is about 2.9 kilometers from Surabaya, taking approximately 10 minutes to reach. Entry to Talaga Nipik is free. You only need to pay for parking. Lake Nipik spans 20 hectares and belongs to an Indonesian state-owned cement producer, Semen Gresik. It was formerly a clay mining site, and the rapid exploitation of sand and stones resulted in a large depression that eventually filled with rainwater and formed the lake. Semen Gresik then planted trees around the reservoir to help reduce air pollution in the industrial area. Now the surrounding trees have flourished, creating the city's lungs. At Lake Nipik, you can go on a picnic, enjoy water skiing, go fishing, or take a motorboat ride around this man-made reservoir. In addition to the beautiful scenery, you can sip a cup of coffee at the nearby cafe while relaxing and waiting for the sunset. Lake Nipik also features entertainment facilities with a stage on a scheduled basis. There are also parking, shopping area, and restrooms.
Dengarlah sayang, kuatkanlah dinding hati. lagi. Biar malam terus berganti, yakinlah kau tetap bungaku. Genggam erat hatiku ini, kan ku ciptakan damai untukmu. Biar bulan terus berlalu, yakinlah kau tetap bungaku. Yakinlah kau tetap milikku. Yakinlah, yakinlah bungaku.
Listener, after this, we will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, in Voice of Indonesia, about pertunjukan harian, or daily performances.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means the daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu.
Which means, therefore.
Tari kecak.
Which means, kecak dance.
Menjadi.
Which means, to become.
Pertunjukan.
Which means, show.
Harian.
Which means, daily.
Di sini.
Which means, here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means, excited.
Gerakan.
Which means, movement.
Energetic.
Which means, energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian, harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receives a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Harusnya ku bisa sadar sama sehidup semati, temani aku di sini. Namun apa adanya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本系播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25GHz和17.55GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我诺法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中这一时是相关印度尼西亚政府加速下游重点创造就业和经济平等。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的歌曲，也有印度尼西亚的美丽，是给你介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的图的。还是本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。2025年3月16日 ，Prabowo Subianto 总统在茂武县杭巴朗与红白那个。部分部长举行游线会议，讨论加速各个战略领域的国家下游化。会议的主要重点是确保下游项目对整个印度尼西亚的就业创造和公平经济增长产生真正的影响。投资以及下游产业部长兼陶瓷主经济局长罗山罗斯拉尼表示，他方与相关部委已经在矿产、煤炭、水产养殖、农业和种植园领域列出了一系列下游项目，进行全面的分析与决定，能够为经济和社会福利带来最大的利益的项目的优先级。我们优先考虑那些有积极影响的项目，特别是在创造就业机会领域，这是我们之前研究的主要阐述之一。然后我们还会研究哪些因素会对经济就业产业生产影响，减少进口和 增加出口额。投资及下游产业部长兼投资促进局局长罗山罗斯拉尼还强调了，布拉沃斯边的中东的趋势及下游工业化不应停留在初始阶段，而应成为更广泛工业化进程的切入点。印度尼西亚外交部长苏格耀诺表示，印度尼西亚支持埃及等等阿拉伯国家为星球在加沙永久停火中期和平谈判所采取的步骤。3月15日在印度尼西亚外交部会见埃及阿拉伯共和国驻印度尼西亚大使亚萨尔哈桑法拉尔辛时，苏格拉部长也强调了两国解决方案的重要性，并鼓励其实施。因素 camlu.go.id 的报道，外交部长还对以色列驻埃人道主义援助分配和阶段加沙典礼的行为表示担扰。外交部长表示，印度尼西亚愿意向加沙提供人道主义援助，包括与埃及合作。苏吉奥诺部长还对埃及在2025年3月4日主办开罗阿拉伯联盟首脑会议所发挥的作用表示赞赏，并对开罗宣言表示欢迎。该宣言是指巴勒斯坦人民中间国家，并强烈拒绝一切强行将巴勒斯坦人赶出家园的企图。对于双边合作，外交部长苏吉奥诺强调，印度尼西亚致力于与加强与埃及的关系，特别是跟进布拉沃苏边的冲动2023年12月对开罗进行国事访问的成果。苏吉奥诺外交部长希望印度尼西亚与埃及能立即完成建立两国战略伙伴关系的进程，为加沙两国在各领域的合作定新的基础。印度尼西亚创意经济部副部长艾琳·乌马尔·平古城点是近期行业发展迅速，只有在各个领域创造就业机会的期待建立。3月15日出席在雅加达举行的印度尼西亚最大的点是竞技锦标赛 Mobile Legend Bang Bang 职业联赛印度尼西亚第15季时，艾琳·乌马尔传达的信息。即艾琳·乌马尔部长介绍，电子竞技已经不单单是一项比赛，而是一个实体培训、传播、举办赛事等等多个环节的产业，是为印度尼西亚人民开辟了广阔的经济机会，并创造了新的就业机会。艾琳·乌马尔副部长补充说，电子经济还能吸引海外粉丝，为旅游业做出贡献。此外，电子经济是一种可持续的创意经济商业模式，可以成为国家经济增长的新引擎。新闻播送完了， Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友，感谢您继续收听本台播送的一个小时的华语节目。